It is quite a challenge, but there's a couple of people who came on board, a mate of mine who owns a bit of property. I just happened to throw it out there and said to him, would he have any property out there that he could put a group of girls up in? And he just didn't shirk at all. He just says, I'll do it for you. Went and got the house ready, got the beds in, got it all sorted, and that was sort of step one. Needed to know if we had accommodation to start off with before we took the girls over, and then it was up to Stephen Hatfield, who jetted out to Brazil to test the water, and in going out there it just seems to have mushroomed. He actually could have taken other players along, but decided just to stick with the group of girls who all knew each other. Not saying that they're not good, these girls, but according to Stephen and to some of the girls, there are players over there who are willing to come over. So it might happen next year, but it won't happen unless we have funding in place. Fortunate enough to have a few pounds in the bank from our travels to the Champions League in Helsinki. And it was just a decision, do we let the team go because nobody really wanted to get on board to help? Or do we just, and I would call it an investment, invest the few pounds that we had to bring the girls back? Now, the thing about it is, at the moment, the money that we have in the club has stayed in the club, and it's out of a few people's pockets that's brought these players over. The reason why we haven't touched the money that's in the account is just we need it in the event that we have to spend a few quid. But very, very fortunate. It cost us the flight over. The girls did chip in a little bit themselves. They come from a background that maybe isn't very wealthy, but their community gathered around, gathered a few pounds, and we sort of met them halfway. So we went halfers on the flights over. Food is something we have to buy every week, and it's everybody does their turn going to Tesco's to buy the food, bring it in, the girls do the cooking themselves, and that's it. We do try to treat them. The odd time it would be unfair to bring them here. The council did get on board with a few wee things, and we're hoping that they come back with a bit more, but we really would like somebody to see the project that we are involved in here. We've brought Brazilians to Newry. They're playing their trade, they're playing good football, and this is Newry. This is all about a community. People did say to me a couple of weeks ago, what about the local girls? And they're not annoyed, but the local girls are here, and those who are here don't want to come. They want to sign for other teams. If we hadn't got the Brazilians, we wouldn't have had a team. We're very unfortunate too that a couple of our players, Moya in particular, who is heading out, or she's out in Chicago at the moment, Kate Flood, who you've just interviewed, is also heading away, and Clara Malvan is heading away. Now, if we hadn't brought the seven girls over, Newry wouldn't have existed. So I know we've come in for a lot of chip as to, you know, why did we spend the money on the girls. The bottom line is we haven't spent Newry's money on the girls yet. It's still sitting in our account. We've spent our own money bringing the girls over. There's a few people now I've got on board, a couple of families who want to remain anonymous, who treat the girls. Everybody takes a day about, invites them to their house, takes them up for a nice big meal, and it's absolutely fantastic, you know, to meet these people, to network with them, and to meet a new culture in our town can only be sort of on the way up, fruitful, successful, or however you want to describe it. If somebody could get on board, this could last forever. This could last forever. It doesn't take a big lot to run us. If some sponsor could come on board, somebody who wants to help, a volunteer who even knows how to generate a few pounds, anybody who wants to get on board to help us in any shape or form, we'd be more than grateful.